I look at us like we're the emergency room, and these are people, and if you don't ask what's going on, how in the world are you going to know how to help someone find Jesus?
Welcome to the Ministry of Scale podcast. I'm your host, Chad Williams. Join us as we discuss trends, learn from experts, and share practical tips to help your ministry multiply its digital impact.
I really need your attention because, you know, I'm a social scientist and a researcher by trade, and we're going to do an experiment here today that we've never done before. Okay, and normally when I talk about research, there would be maybe 165 PowerPoint slides, and, you know, I can tell some people's eyes kind of glass over, and then I've been getting my feed that PowerPoint is out, and something new is in, which I'm not sure. So no PowerPoint today, but we've passed out a workbook that's going to follow along with what I'm talking about. And we're talking about how to get to know the people you serve better in a transformative way. So it's an exciting new way of thinking. And we want to challenge you. And what we do is we don't charge for our services. So we will do for a ministry, we'll do a scientific study, either general population or of the people you serve or both, and then compare and do an impact assessment to try to help you become more effective at winning people for Jesus Christ. So it's pretty exciting. I've studied the spiritual lives of over 1.5 million people for the last 20 years, worked with a guy named Jim Ingle. I don't know if you're familiar with the Ingle scale of evangelism. He was the father of focus groups. Ever hear of focus groups? So, yeah. How many of you have kids? How many of you were a kid yourself? Ah, okay, that's all of us, right? You know, for me, when I do research and I study people's spiritual lives and spiritual formation, sometimes you get so close to it, or working in ministry, you get so close you don't see like the forest for the trees. Well, my wife and I, we have an equestrian ministry. And it's for kids of all ages, people with disabilities. It's sharing God's gift of horses. And you know what? Not from all the research I've done, but what I've seen from hanging out with those kids and watching is that kids are far more open about talking about spiritual things than adults. And we're trying to figure out what happens. So give you an example. Laura, my daughter, who's an instructor, is grooming a horse with a 10-year-old girl, and they're just talking, and all of a sudden the girl says, "I saw Daddy murder my mommy," and then starts talking about it. And it's like, whoa, what was that? And then I notice another girl who, and I've seen these kids grow up, who started with us, and first year, everything seems fine. The next year, she's wearing these T-shirts, advocating the gay lifestyle. And a year later, she has this transgender thing, T-shirt going on. And I notice how free they are about talking about how they're doing spiritually. And then something happens and they become an adult and they stop talking about how they're doing spiritually. And the thing that's absolutely mind-blowing to me is we failed trying to get the church and parachurch ministries to ask people, how are you doing spiritually today? Okay? It is absolutely critical when you talk to children. It's critical you know where they are spiritually. It's even more so critical for adults. Okay? So we've developed a methodology. We've started studying how do you assess where someone is spiritually and all of that. Now, for you techie freaks, I know, and I don't want, I'm trying to not sound prejudiced, but you do a thing called personas, okay? And I learned about that with when I tried to get a book published, or it did get published, but it had to be written for the 30-year-old soccer mom who drives a minivan. Otherwise, they're not interested. And I learned this whole world that exists in the Christian community about personas. And in digital strategies, you want to figure out how are you going to get, it's that funnel, how are you going to get people in and engage with the ministry? There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. We're talking about a value add. Okay, we're not talking about getting rid of the sauna, the persona strategy. We're talking about a value add. We call it personalized engagement prioritization. Okay? And what it does is it takes the person's spiritual needs and identifies them to you as a ministry so that you know where the people you are, you serve are spiritually. As a social scientist, I guarantee you, as much as a guy can guarantee you, you don't know. We've worked with Billy Graham, Hope Media, Our Daily Bread, YouVersion. All of these people explain to me the average person who comes into their ministry, and so far, 100% of the time, they're wrong. When I first started coming to this thing, to NRB, there was this argument between the contemporary Christian music people and the Bible teaching people, which we used to be, and it was, you're reaching the already reached. No, you know, contemporary music was, we just finished a survey with a contemporary music, and they did this quick Bible study for new believers, just to get, I think it was a 7-day study. And what we found was that the people who took the study were mature believers who read the Bible 5 to 7 days a week, okay? They're thinking success, man, we really reached, and yes, they reached a few people, but not nearly what was hoped. So we have a methodology, we have a method to our madness, and I know AI is a big thing, love AI, but this is a value add even to AI, okay? And it's more complicated than AI, so stick with me here, but this is a stick person. If you could see, normally there'd be a big slide up there, but we're trying something different. It's not in your workbook. This is a person, okay? This represents head knowledge or world view, okay? So we define, and I'm a behaviorist, we define spiritual growth as you have all what you know about Jesus is, did you move closer to Jesus today than you were yesterday? You're the expert on yourself. Okay. Did you move closer to Jesus today than yesterday? And after looking at about 1 million different people, we found that there's 15 different things that people take themselves out spiritually a day. They can. And the average person, if you're a young person, young is under 70, no. If you're 25 and under, we have found that you have about 7 struggles a week, such as anger, worry, anxiety, all of these different things Guys are much easier. You just put porn here and it wipes out about half of them. And anything that you struggle with spiritually that moves you away from Jesus to the world of not is what we study and what we measure. So we had a girl who's now probably thinking about being in one of your ministries. When she was a kid, her and her mom went on a ride at the Grand Canyon, and they're going down, and it's like a bonding thing, you know, and they're on these horses that do trail rides every day in the Grand Canyon, and they get all the way down. There's a restaurant there. The horse spooks, and they find mom 3 days later. The horse spooked, went into the Colorado River with her mom, and here she has the world view. So many people, especially in ministry, think if I can just get them the world view, everything will be fine. And what we found is that no, yes, you have a world view, but you also have a heart view. And you need to know both to have impact in somebody's life. Otherwise, a lot of the things you do tend to reach the already reached, if that makes sense. So it is absolutely critical in this model. And if you like complexity, you know, AI is the big thing now. We know that people struggle and have growth areas. It's a 25-dimensional model, you know, with your head in the middle. That gives a combination of 17 trillion data points where you could be spiritually, okay? So it's as complicated, if not more complicated than AI. It's much more exciting because the end result is someone coming to know Jesus and to have a dynamic relationship with him. So how do we do this? How do you help someone in your ministry that comes in the door to move closer to Jesus today than they were yesterday? First of all, it's nice to know. And what we've laid out in our workbook is a way that you can find out where they are spiritually. And we will help you. You know, after you've done 300,000 or 400,000 of these, you start getting, hey, maybe you should do this. And on page 5 starts, if you're really interested in this, starts the death question. And believe me, we presented this at Yale. We presented this in scientific circles. The death question is critical. What happens to you when you die? Okay? Use this, and it ties in with our 15 years of research that we've done. And depending on the answer, okay, which is critical, you're looking for if they're saved or not. The second question is the level of Bible engagement. We do predictive analytics. That's where our team has done in the past in other fields. The best predictor of where you are spiritually is how you engage your Bible, especially the younger you are. And we can predict where a person's going to be. And I know the Holy Spirit can come in. I'm saying the odds are if you don't engage the Bible, you're going to probably end up following your notions of Jesus Christ, and your notions are going to get you in trouble. So the next question is level of Bible engagement. Find out. We can run our predictive tools on that. And then the third on page 6, and this is the prioritization, is we live in a world of priorities 1 through 4. So anybody that, if we did an assessment for your ministry, basically we would set up, we'd put the glasses on of who comes in your door. A P1 is a person who needs evangelism. A P2 is a person who needs discipleship, okay? There's someone who says, a P1 says in the salvation question, I'm dead, that's it. A P2 will say, yes, I believe in Jesus. You know, he sinned while he was on earth, just like you and I did. That's not Jesus of the Bible. It's above my pay grade to say whether you're going to go to heaven or not, but you're following your notions of Jesus Christ, not Jesus in the Bible. A P3 is a person who needs activation. Most people that we deal with at Back to the Bible, and the odds are most people that parachurch ministries deal with are P3s. They're people that engage the Bible four more times a week. Their life has radically transformed, okay? They're on fire for Jesus. The problem is they don't disciple anyone ever. Ever. How do you know that? Because you ask them. So this priority level tells you, you don't treat somebody who needs evangelism the same as somebody who is a mature believer. It allows you to prioritize the messaging that you give to the person that you're serving. Otherwise, what you're going to have is, if you don't know this, is what we call an outlier. So it's the poster board. It's the story of somebody was going to kill themselves, but they came to your ministry and all of that. Those are what we call statistical outliers. What you really want to know is what Joe Schmo from Tupelo is doing inside your ministry. He's not the big story that's making you millions of dollars. It's just the person that comes in your door. Like this gal whose mom got bucked off a horse and died. She is now in her 30s, struggling to find Jesus. Is she going to come in your door? Where is she, and what can you provide? On page 7, we talk about the life transformation. The critical thing is, do you get people engaged in the Bible? Okay, it's great you get people engaged in your ministry, but the life transformative thing that we have been able to find out of all spiritual practices is, do you engage the Bible? Because your life starts to transform. Now, I know it's Jesus Christ. It's not just the Bible. And then on page 8, we ask the discipleship question, do you disciple someone throughout the week? And the critical thing here is for you to determine what's a win. Okay, and like for us in our ministry is to help know where people are, help them move closer to Jesus today than they were yesterday. A win for us here is to get 5 ministries, and remember, we do this at our cost, not yours, to partner with us as we do this bleeding edge technology of actually finding out where people are spiritually and then providing a solution for them. And then on page 9, it's all about the heart issues. What do you struggle with? Because the different things you struggle with is exactly what stops you from moving away from Jesus. And then on page 10 or 11, we talk about the age, you know, so we can categorize. Oh, and here is, you would think, you know what the most radical question to ask that I have not been able, and we've done a lot of ministries that I have not been able to get in. It's on page 11, 10, the gender question. If you're dealing with young people, you need to ask female, male, or other. Or, and then there's a bunch, but at least throw other in there, because there's a lot of kids going through a lot of stuff that they can't talk about because you won't tolerate listening that. You won't tolerate us putting it on a survey to find out how kids are doing. And what is so super sad and ironic is, like, the odds are so much greater of a college-age student fighting with gay tendencies that attends a Christian college versus not. And we can't even ask if you're struggling with that, under this, and it has just an openness to help them where they are spiritually so they don't become lost. So those are the critical issues. And then there's some optional questions we throw in there. from 11 on. And then if you go to page 16, the last page of your handout, you can take the sample fitness assessment. You can take what we call the SALSA. We're experimenting. So you know how somebody comes into your ministry, or let's say you have 100,000 people come into your ministry, but at the end of the day, a year later, only 10,000 remain. Okay. What we are designing is a tool that will longitudinally study people as they're in your ministry so that you know when they drop out. And you start compiling data, because you can't be everything to everybody. We know that. But you start compiling data of where people, oh, wow, there, we notice we lose 30% of our people here. Well, that's a solvable problem. It's not this, here's a funnel, and we end up with this, but we have this. You're talking about people's lives here. It's way different than a sales kind of marketing strategy. I look at us like we're the emergency room, and these are people, and if you don't ask what's going on, how in the world are you going to know how to help someone find Jesus? Thank you. That's what we offer. It's free. There's no tricks in it. We've got a booth. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Ministry at Scale. Until next week, keep learning, keep growing, and keep impacting your world for Christ.